Hi there. Are you tired of living your life 5 hours at a time? Try 24-hour energy drink, where we'll help you maximize your day. Do you have a young side chick that you can't keep up with? 24-hour energy has your back. She'll be respecting you in no time. Do you get tired when you run away from R. Kelly? 24-hour energy has you covered. Our powerful ingredients will ensure that you get away in time. That's 24-hour energy. And if you act now, we'll give you 25 cents off. That's right, 25 cents. Absolutely. So once again, people, that's 24-hour energy. Make your first sip your last sip.
Walk around, tripped up, dripped up. I know what you're thinking. I make this look easy. Y'all been off the deep end. You call her conceited, I call her convenient. She'll pop up like anytime, pop up like it's needed. Popped up Tempur-Pedic, pop pop them polices. They'll kill a nigga like anytime, I know what you're thinking. I roll up and drink it, they out here with me and black girl European, please don't ruin the evening. Walk around tripped up, dripped up, I know what you're thinking. Cell phone never getting picked up, red bone, leg bone licked up. Only hear the headphones pick up, instrumental, instrumental, instrumental. I know what you're thinking, I ain't never gave a finger in the middle. Walk around tripped up, dripped up, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Walk around tripped up, dripped up, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Walk around tripped up, dripped up, I know what you're thinking. Popcorn attitude fixed up. Hate a nigga, had a new list, know it's in the brain and the wrist, You just entertain, I'm getting to it. I know what you're thinking.
Alright, alright, alright. WWFLIP, when we feel like it podcast, where we broadcast. When the fuck we feel like it, Sean right back in the building, of course. And that song right there is by Kid Jones. And that song, if you haven't guessed, it's called Dripped Up. Yeah, who would have guessed? So now I gotta slander y'all young cats for a little bit, because y'all think y'all made up everything. And back in the day, we used to say draped up and dripped out and all that type of stuff. These are not new slang, people. This is coming back from back in the day type stuff. People been saying this stuff, but anyway. It's been a pretty productive week for me, I would say. Got a lot of things done. Actually, just recently had a collaboration with the Talker Brothers podcast. And I'm not too sure when that episode will be dropping, but I'll definitely be reposting it when that comes out. And it was a very productive conversation we had. I feel like a lot of great content came out. And through the entire episode, I didn't cuss one time. So I showed y'all my verbal dexterity. Y'all like that verbal dexterity? See, I'm a cold nigga sometimes, man. Just let me do what I do. Get off my damn back. Okay, I cuss. So what? Leave me alone. I'm still a good person on the inside, though. But once again, I appreciate them reaching out to me. I appreciate chopping up with them boys. And, you know, I feel like it was a very productive conversation. And you can look forward to probably future collaborations with them and other people pretty soon. Because, you know, I'm out here working, man. That's why I always say behind the scenes, it's a whole different story. People show mad love to me. That's why I don't pay the views no mind, because it's more people hitting me up behind the scenes than there are people listening to the podcast, according to the stats. So the stats never really tell the true story. I gotta go by what the streets say. And the streets been showing love, so I'm just showing love back to the streets. And when I'm on other people's platforms and stuff, I also try to ensure that I provide, you know, good content. You know, I don't let the streets down. It's very important to me. I always try to make sure anyway that my quality is up. So hopefully, you know, that episode came out great. And, you know, hopefully people will like it and enjoy it. And once again, I really, really, really appreciate them reaching out to me. Two positive black men out there. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. Definitely. So, yeah, man. Got a lot of stuff done this week. Had to take my damn car to the shop. Turns out I had no oil in my car. Remember I told that story about me having like a 3-week oil change? Yeah, I think that shit came back to bite me. And I think all the oil came out of my car. They said they topped it off, but I'm not sure if they did or not. It's looking like they didn't, because there was pretty much zero oil in my car. Now, I don't know if it leaked somewhere else or something else happened after the fact, but I definitely had no oil in my car, so it's no telling what kind of damage it did to the engine. So I'm not looking forward to future complications, which may be happening, I don't know. I've never had good luck with cars. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. That's a whole podcast, just my history with vehicles. Very tumultuous, I definitely say that. And most of my problems not even regular problems, it's like over the top, unrealistic type of problems I've had with cars. But it is what it is. We're gonna move forward, keep it pushing. Not like I have a choice anyway. Life goes on. But let's see what I want to talk about first here. Oh yeah, by the way, I have to say congratulations to myself for getting my first advertisement on the podcast, 24-Hour Energy, you know, very potent product. And I forgot to give you all the promo code. The promo code is Insomnia. You will never sleep again. And I appreciate them too for reaching out to me, 24-Hour Energy. And what it looks like R. Kelly's streaming numbers have went up. This time I'm just happy it's actually music and not urine this time. So that's a good thing, I guess. I guess that's a positive that you could take out of this. Because, you know, he's known for different types of streams. It wasn't always music. And now I remember I thought back about this. I'm like, damn, am I a horrible person? Because I saw the tape and then I remembered. I was actually the same age as her when that tape came out. We were the same age when I saw that. I believe she might have been older than me. You know, minus the urine. I heard urine adds like 2 years to your life, 2 to 10 years. So, you know, you never could tell. But minus the urine, we were probably close to the same age. So I was actually a child when I watched it, and I haven't seen it since then. That was like in the fucking 90s. It was Cash Money, Hot Boys, and the R. Kelly sex tape. Something tells me one of those wasn't on 106 and Park back in the day. But, you know, I'll let y'all figure that out. I'm not a scientist, so, you know, I couldn't put that one together. But yeah, man, I'm just tired of hearing about this R. Kelly shit, and I guess I'm not helping by making jokes about it and shit, but, you know, it is what it is. I guess I could talk about the government shutdown. The government basically just changed the Wi-Fi password on all you niggas. Said, fuck it, you can't get in. And that's my coverage on the government shutdown. That's it, thank you. You're welcome. Right now, I'm just in a different mood. I'm just saying all types of random shit. Y'all gotta, you know, ride with me for a little bit. It's been a long day. Actually been designing some things behind the scenes, too. I got a lot of shit coming up, man. A lot of shit is cooking right now. I'm just feeling pretty good right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. My last episode, I liked the content in it, but, you know, I didn't like my energy on the episode, but, you know, it is what it is. I actually recorded that episode at 11 o'clock at night on Sunday to get that episode out to people for Monday, which is a fucking horrible idea. Yes, very fucking horrible. I will admit, I'm not always the smartest person. I don't always make the best decisions, but, you know, procrastination to do that shit to you. I would love to say I was busy, but I wasn't doing shit. Wasn't doing not a damn thing. And recently I just saw that Travis Scott supposedly struck some sort of deal with the NFL to where they would donate money to a social justice charity or something of that effect for him to perform at the Super Bowl, which I'm not too sure about that, because from what I understand, they don't even pay artists to perform at the Super Bowl, and now they're giving $500,000 to a charity. I don't know. And I looked up this charity. It's called the Dream Corp. And they're very vague as to what they actually do. So, I mean, I don't know. A social justice charity? I mean, who knows where that money's going? But, you know, I'll let Travis Scott feel better about himself. I'll let him make it for right now. But I'm sure a lot of people already bought into it, you know. But me, nah, I need more evidence. I need more research. I need more understanding of exactly what this charity does. Because I'm not super buying it, but, you know, it is what it is. AKA, I don't have shit else to say about the subject. And I know the jokes have been flying on this episode early, so hopefully the LGBT community doesn't rain down on me, because, you know, them motherfuckers come out of nowhere and just fuck your whole life up. Or as I like to call them, the Let Me Get Boys in Trouble community. And if you want to add the Q, it's Let Me Get Them Boys in Trouble Quickly community. Because if you want to lose your job, that's a good way to do it. You're going to have a very lengthy vacation fucking with them. I just want to know, can you still file for unemployment if you get fired from a nigga who got a dress on? How does that work? What line do you stand in if the nigga that got you fired had lipstick on? What do you do? And I know people probably hearing this like, Sean, you out your fucking mind. You fucking up. You crazy. It's like, my nigga, I feel like gay people could listen to this and, you know, find humor in this as well. I'm not scared to say jokes and shit. Fuck that. This whole generation right now is just way too damn sensitive and up in arms about everything. You can't say shit. This whole PC culture, that shit does not fit me at all. But at the same time, it's probably a positive for me because, you know, it allows me to have unique content because nobody else is really talking that fly shit, really. So I guess I have to thank people for being terrified and shit. I don't blame you for being scared, but, you know, fuck it. I got to do what it is I got to do. I got to let my thoughts be my thoughts. I'm not going to hold it back. I'm going to continue to talk my shit, continue to do what it is I do. And all you could really hope for is understanding. You opened a bag of chips wrong. They on your ass. You should have opened that slowly. You were very insensitive to the air inside of that bag, sir. We're gonna have to write you up. Sorry. And get you fired from your job. Those Fritos didn't deserve that. It's like, my nigga. Did you just get me fired over chili cheese Fritos, my nigga? I don't even eat them shits. I hit the vending machine and got the wrong fucking bag. I was already pissed off. Now I lost my job over this shit. This shit is crazy. But thank you. Thank you for your lack of understanding. I appreciate it. This is great. Fucking awesome. But yeah, any little thing you do is under complete extreme scrutiny. I'm just trying to stay out the way. Stay out the way by saying insensitive things. Or seemingly insensitive. People from the outside love to say I'm insensitive. And I guess I prove them right because I cuss them out immediately. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? I'm insensitive. What the fuck is wrong with you? Emotional ass nigga. What's up? So yeah, it hasn't worked out for me so far. It's kind of hard to prove that you are sensitive to people's problems while being insensitive. But fuck it. I don't know, man. I'm on some bullshit this episode. I ain't gonna lie to you. And on a random note, I actually just saw an article about how smart TVs were inexpensive because they want you to have the TV because the companies are just selling your information that they gather from while you watch the TV. Because a lot of these smart TVs have cameras and voice recognition and all this kind of stuff. So they're using that information, packaging it, and selling it to other people. So you essentially got a deal to snitch on yourself. Crazy. So all you smart TV owners out there, all your information is in concentration camps and shit. Shit is crazy. It's a weird time we live in, man. Information is probably the most important resource right now. It's the hottest commodity. All your information is just being sold to everybody. And I'm including myself in this. I'm not outside of the equation. But, you know, I don't really actively participate in most of the stuff. I don't even have the thumbprint activated on my phone. I'm the only one still putting the passcode in and shit. But I'm sure they probably still have it anyway. It's crazy. Our digital selves is just out here snitching on us all day, every day. Motherfuckers just telling everybody everything on some fucking Black Mirror type shit. It's like, goddamn. I wish my digital self would shut the fuck up. People already don't like stuff I say as it is. Or supposedly. And I don't know. I'm on some wild shit this episode. I don't know how this shit gonna come out. It's either gonna be one of y'all favorite episodes or y'all gonna hate this shit. I don't know. But I didn't really have much to talk about this week. I'm just out here kicking it, really. And I can't believe I forgot to mention that I've been listening to Big Crit's album. Or EP or whatever it is you want to call it. Latest project. That shit is hard as hell. I'm loving the production on it. I'm assuming this is one of the ones where he did some outside production as well. Maybe not, but he changed the flows up. He changed the rhythms up. He changed a lot of stuff up on this little project he just put out. And that shit is hard. It's one of those projects you just press play and let all of them play all the way through. And you just keep it on repeat. I've been listening to it all day today while I've been designing things and stuff on the computer. That shit is hard. And that project is called TDT, again, by Big Crit. Another one of my favorite artists. But sometimes he gets lost in the fray of things because he doesn't have one of those over-the-top personalities. He's kind of like a J. Cole type of individual where, you know, he's kind of laid back and behind the scenes. But always appreciated, though. I love his new music. Definitely gonna be listening to that on the way to work while cussing people out in traffic. Because that drive to work and the drive home, that shit is a motherfucker, man. That's the one downfall of living kind of far away from your job. You can't get away from that ride, no matter how hard you try. That traffic always gonna be there, and people always gonna piss you off. There's no way around it. That's why I listen to so much podcasts and stuff, because, you know, that commute, that's typically where I listen to most podcasts. I rarely ever listen to music now in the car. It's crazy. And I love music, but, you know, I have so many things I'm into, it's hard to balance everything, so I'm just trying to get back centered and have a healthy balance of everything that I enjoy. That's what I'm working on right now. And on yet another random note, I've been watching bits and pieces of certain NBA games lately, and I've looking at the whole James Harden controversy or uproar or whatever it is you want to call it, about him traveling on his step backs and everything. It's funny because it's like James Harden was on Twitter or something. He saw somebody comment on him like, damn, James Harden got a step back. And James Harden was like, oh shit, a step back? That's genius. I'm about to kill these niggas. It's like he took slang and just turned that shit into a move. It's fucking crazy. And I'm seeing other NBA players try to move and they getting called for traveling and shit. This whole shit is funny as hell, man. And I've always said, if you make it look good, they're not gonna call travel. If it looks natural, they're not gonna call traveling. That's why you be seeing people take fucking 4-5 steps and don't get called travel. But if you look all clumsy and it doesn't look like it's part of your natural movement, you're gonna get called for travel. That's all it really is. You just gotta make it look natural. A lot of people be telegraphing the travel, but that's neither here nor there. And it's crazy because I love sports, but I rarely ever watch it now. I'm just obsessed with Substance right now. I just love researching stuff and watching documentaries, watching video podcasts on YouTube, all kind of stuff. So I really just have no time for sports. But every now and then it creeps back into my life though. Pause if need be. I actually wouldn't mind going to a couple games, but I doubt that'll be anytime soon though. Maybe next season. Because I damn sure ain't spending no money right now. And this episode right here, damn surviving R. Kelly, this episode is about surviving the game because The game is not out here bullshitting with nobody. You got people at your job hating on you. You got neighbors who ain't shit. You got all kind of shit going on. You got police trying to kill you, trying to kill your children, trying to shoot the whole block up. You got people trying to rob you. I mean, you got to figure this shit out and figure this shit out right quick. Because ain't nobody playing with you right now. It's like, what can you do? Should you go outside? Should you stay in the house? Should you just go to work? You probably even got people at the gym hating on you. You never know. You got mechanics tearing your car up. I don't even want to think about that shit right now. Because if I got to pay anything for this car right now, oh my God, I'm going to have a damn fit. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the last thing in my life that I need. I am not trying to mess with no damn cars right now. The maintenance bills is is the truth. But away from that, because I don't want to get pissed off. I just recently also saw that Ray Shremmert has broken up. Slim Jimmy has parted ways from from Sway Lee. I guess he tired of Sway Lee getting all the shine. It is kind of fucked up because both of them are pretty talented and pretty much only one of them gets called for features and stuff like that. Slim Jimmy rarely ever is on other people's songs. They always call for Sway Lee to add touches to their songs or create a song for them. And it's very difficult to keep groups together. Because even if you look at the Migos, at least they all collectively do features. Not necessarily on the even playing field, but for the most part, they all get called for features. But on this one, it's real lopsided. It's messed up because Slim Jimmy has a very strong personality. I would probably say he's better for podcasting and stuff like that. He's very funny, very charismatic. Sway Lee, he's just more talented musically, really. He has an unorthodox style, unorthodox flow, unorthodox way of creating music. So I could understand why people gravitate towards him musically. But together, collectively, they have a very great dynamic. It would probably be better for both of them to stay together. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen with these groups, man. Or it could be money situations because, again, he's getting called for all these features. So he's probably bringing in the bulk of the income. He might be tired of divvying that up with Slim Jimmy, or I don't know how they have that broken down, but that group shit is not really what it is, man. When it comes to pettiness, jealousness, jealousy, and anything else you can name, it's fucked up. I personally hope they stay together. They have too many classic songs together to be breaking up. Could be a publicity stunt, though. I didn't look too far into it. Also, recently saw that A$AP Ant is leaving the A$AP Mob. A lot of people may not know who A$AP Ant is, but he's part of A$AP Rocky's crew. And it's kind of weird because he was only in the crew because of Steve. And I'm saying Steve because I'm talking about A$AP Yams. I know him by Steve because I knew him from a website I used to mess with on Smash.com. And his screen name was Steve, his actual name. And I fucked with A$AP Yams heavy. Steve, once again. I know him by Steve, so I mainly say Steve. I'm not saying it as a cool name drop. That's what I know him by. I actually didn't know who A$AP Yams was for years because, once again, I knew him by his first name. So I never knew who they was talking about when they were saying A$AP Yams. That whole situation was weird because I pretty much watched A$AP Rocky get his deal off the website. Steve was actually an intern for Dipset for Jim Jones before he was managing A$AP Rocky. And he was actually running the streets with Teyana Taylor and other people, too, before she fully got kicked off, too. And Steve was just a good dude, man. Real good dude, always putting people on. Like A$AP Ant. Ant was also on Smash. And he only got signed to the Mob because he knew Steve already off the website. So I guess he told him he wanted to rap and the rest was history. I was also supposed to try to get my clothing line promoted and, you know, worn by the A$AP crew. But I never got around to telling them because they pretty much blew up and took off from there. And I never really got back in touch with him. I never tried to. But I'm pretty sure I can get in touch with A$AP Ant. I could probably get an interview out of him if I really wanted to. I never even thought about this stuff. But, you know, I have a lot of connections with, you know, with certain industry cats that I could really start utilizing to start getting these people on the show. But once again, I don't think of people as come-ups and everything like that. So I never think in this type of capacity that I could actually have these people on the show and things of that nature. But I got to start changing my mindset about that kind of stuff, and, you know, really get the word out and really get this shit moving on. But I didn't really have much to say this week, man. This week was pretty much a short podcast. And actually, real quick, I wanted to say RIP to Steve. Once again, he was a very good, genuine person, always helping people out, always putting people on, always putting people before himself, even probably before his health, which would, you know, come to his untimely demise. So once again, RIP to Steve. Really fuck with you, man. Really good dude. With the things that I'm doing behind the scenes, I'm actually hoping to continue his legacy by implementing my own plans with the city in Houston and do the same things that he did with the areas that he was involved in. That's what the game is, man, giving back to the community, giving back what you learned, and hopefully giving it back tenfold. But yeah, man, once again, it was pretty much a short week for me. I didn't really have too much to say, man. I'm surprised this shit was this long, but you know, when we feel like it podcast, where we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it, man. Sean gone. Thanks for listening.